This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Second hour of the show. You can bring out what you want here. On the way, World War III. Is it already in progress? We got a story that Conan wanted to share about that with you tonight, by the way. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Conan.
And we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, though, where you can take control of the airwaves. That's what we do here. Of course, it is the first day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Our crew is already on site at Rogers Campground in beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. They got the tent and a broadcast area set up. It's basically some equipment on a picnic table, but it works. And they're going to be recording the show there. So we used to do the show live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but it's been years since we did that because, tell you what, it just sucks to have your nights taken up when you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's a lot easier to find guests in the middle of the day when people are all walking around the park and they're not too drunk or whatever, right, or too inebriated in whatever way. And so it's easier for us to just do a recorded show from there. And so that's what we're going to hear starting tomorrow, Tuesday through whenever it is that that we're finished. It's a two-week-long thing. There's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then there's ForkFest that starts next Monday and goes for a week. So we're going to have our crew there on site, and they'll be reporting to you the goings-on, just a slice of it, right? Because there's 3,000 people expected to be there this week. And usually, of course, it ramps up as you get closer to the end of the week. People get off work and families or whatever, they're coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's going to get busier and busier as the week goes on. We'll hear all about it from Mark and Aria and whatever other co-hosts happen to be around, and the various different guests that I'm sure they're going to drag on to talk to, maybe some guest speakers and things like that. So I don't know what to expect. I'm not there. Unfortunately, I can only go for one day this week because my bail conditions basically prohibit me from spending any significant time at the campground. But we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Dave Ridley is on the line, and he's from RidleyReport.com. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, there's this saying that slavery is not enforced by slave owners. It's enforced by the slaves themselves.
Sure.
The latest reminder of that comes in the actions of the NH Nurse Practitioner Association.
Hmm.
There's a bill in New Hampshire to try and let people get ivermectin from a pharmacist directly without having to get a prescription.
Okay.
It's a COVID, you know, thought to be a possible COVID treatment. The Nurse Practitioner Association is lobbying hard to try to make sure you can't make that choice for yourself, that you have to go to a doctor first.
Wow.
In the middle of your COVID and then expose whoever's in the clinic.
It takes time and money. Of course, they're going to get a piece.
Yeah,
of course,
right.
They're going to get a piece of that money.
It's just their way of the latest thing to throw their customers or the patients under the bus in the name of, the Nurse Practitioner Association knows what's best for you, even if you don't want to deal with the Nurse Practitioner Association.
Yeah. And if you can't afford medical care, that's why. I mean, mm-hmm. There was for a long time and still I'm taking Adderall. So every month. For a long time, I don't have to do this with my current practitioner, but for a long time I would have to go in every month and sit there for an hour with a shrink, which cost me about $200.
Yep.
Just so he could write me the prescription for the same thing that I've needed the whole time.
It's like a cartel.
Absolutely. Yeah. The whole prescription system is a total racket.
Yeah.
And it's to line their pockets, and everyone's getting a piece of it. You get the pharmacies getting a piece of it. The New Hampshire Nurses Here Association is getting a piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's their jobs, and they know where all the money is, how it works.
And it's not only that they make the extra sales, but you know, if they're working as many hours as they want to work, then and they have more customers coming than they can serve at that time, well, how do they filter out the extra customers? They raise their prices, their prices, and they keep doing that until they have no more than the amount of customers that they want to pay for.
Well, and of course, the state restricts the number of doctors, so the number of suppliers is restricted arbitrarily. And, of course, those doctors want that restriction there because they want to be able to keep raising their prices.
Yep. Yeah, and that's a scandal that's been ignored. There were a couple of times when the American Medical Association said there's going to be a glut of doctors in the future. So they conned the government into cutting the number of doctors and cutting the number of medical school spots that were available and internship spots that were available, and they created a shortage of doctors by doing so. And once they created the shortage, they cashed in on it by raising their prices.
Here's my opinion on this and how to target the problem, and that is buy overseas. Buy online, buy overseas, and just bypass these scoundrels, this racket, and hit them where
it
hurts.
Is that legal?
Yeah. No, of course it's not.
Okay.
No.
No, but and hit them where it hurts, their bank, their pockets, their pocketbooks, yeah. But I guess if this law passes, that it won't be an issue. But you're still going to be paying ivermectin at U.S. cost.
Did this thing pass? Right. Didn't this pass the state house? Did it get through the Senate? Do you know?
I don't know where it stands. I don't think it's gone all the way through yet. I think they're arguing the governor should veto it, but maybe it's gone to the governor after going through the other. But it's interesting too that the sources they quote that, you know, they're making a medical decision, you know, that ivermectin is not good for you. And now maybe it's not, right? Like, who knows? I don't know.
Ivermectin is a very widely prescribed drug. It's
billions, billions of doses.
It's used as a prophylactic in a lot of African countries against
antibacterial.
Yeah, against things that carry
malaria and dengue.
And a lot of people believe that's why COVID barely touched Africa, where you would think that Africa would have been a disaster area.
And India.
But, and India and also Japan.
No, that's because the Japanese wear masks.
The whole thing started in China. They liked masks, too.
That's true.
But because of the pollution, not because of their spray. They're walking through poop. They're not afraid of some stupid virus. They're they want to be able to breathe.
What else did you want to share tonight?
Their source, you know, for making these claims as to what we should and shouldn't be doing with our health are the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, FDA, World Health Organization. Yeah, how reliable are those institutions?
They're not.
And the other thing they said that it
they're
was...
They're political institutions. That's what they are.
Everything they said during COVID has turned out to be a lie.
There's a nice little Freudian slip they made, too, here. They said, as well, we do not need a commission to study the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19. Let's leave this to dedicated health research institutions who are capable of producing high-quality studies that have controlled populations.
But nobody's going to do studies on ivermectin because the thing about ivermectin is
pennies
a dose because it's an old drug and it doesn't have patent protection. Mm-hmm. If you can't afford your medication, that's not because the medication is expensive. It's because the patent is expensive.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with hydroxychloroquine. Exact same thing. They can't make money off of it, and that's why they have they suppressed it since day one.
Yeah, and the action of ivermectin against COVID is identical to what this big pharma thing does, which is it suppresses an enzyme that they use to cut up big proteins into little proteins to use them to build their bodies, basically.
Yeah, but the ivermectin doesn't change your DNA, right?
Well, I'm not saying the vaccine, but there's a big pharma treatment
Oh, the pill. The thing that came out with. Yeah, that's right.
That's almost identical in its clinical action to ivermectin, but it's under patent, so it's going to cost you thousands.
Times as much, yeah. Thanks, Ridley. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. This is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We got open phones here if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. Coming up, World War III.
It's back.
It never went away. And Conan's got that story. You're welcome to share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160 as we kick off the first day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, our last live show, likely, for several days in a row. It's Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody. Conan.
It is festival season, and Porcupine Freedom Festival's kicking it off today with the very first day, kind of basically the setup day, but I'm sure there's people partying tonight. We're going to get an update coming up here from our very own Aria DeMezzo. She is on the campground, was probably got there around noon today, got everything all set up. They're ready to start broadcasting from the campground, starting with tomorrow night's show. So I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun to listen to the Porkfest shows, especially because I can't go, except for I get to go one day this time. Because, well, I guess I could go every day if I felt like driving 6 hours a day, but no.
Ian, what are you going to do with yourself for the next 2 weeks?
I got stuff to do, Conan, just like you
all
do.
All right.
So we'll be busy here at the Free Talk Live studios in Keene. But it's not just the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the follow-up to it, which is Fork Fest. It starts next Monday. Coming up in July, the 13th through the 16th, Freedom Fest is back in Vegas. And Freedom Fest is probably the largest convention for freedom-minded people. And there are some conservatives there, too. But there's it's an interesting
mix.
It's
all right.
That's good. It's good for the crowds.
You don't want to be a complete bubble.
Yeah, right. It's definitely not an echo chamber.
We need people to argue with.
Yeah, and you will have some interesting discussions there. They're going to cover a bunch of topics: Bitcoin, gold, economics, politics, the Constitution, philosophy, science, technology, vaccines, education, and more. The theme this year is Turning the Tide, and you can get your tickets for $50 off the regular rate by using code FTL50 at freedomfest.com. That's code FTL50. Big name speakers this year: John Cleese. Yeah, that John Cleese.
I didn't know he was going to Porkfest.
No, we're talking about Freedom Fest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading about ivermectin.
Ben Stein.
Sidelined.
Glenn Beck. Rand Paul. Spike Cohen. Justin Amash. Andrew Yang is going to be there?
No one knows what's up with that.
I'm not sure what he's doing there. Unless he's debating somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe so. We'll see. It'll be interesting, though. I guarantee that Glenn Greenwald's coming out for it as well. Go to freedomfest.com. It's July 13th through the 16th, happening at the Mirage in Vegas. And our very own Mark Edge is apparently going to be at the conference. I believe he's going to be speaking about locating liberty, which is pretty cool. All right, let's go to the phones here. Gigi is on the line in South Carolina.
Hold on, Gigi. Yes. I was just reading a little bit backstory on the ivermectin, trying to figure out who the what the pill was that Merck was making. By the way, Merck owns ivermectin.
Mm-hmm.
It was discovered, ivermectin discovered in 1975, approved for human use in 1987. Nobody, you were really like
there was a Nobel Prize awarded.
Oh, absolutely, just a couple years ago. For the two discoverers, but you'll like this a whole lot. In 2018, it was the 420th most prescribed most prescribed medication in the world. So it's no slouch. It's not something they just discovered. And no, they're FDA, CDC, the WHO. They have been leading you around by the nose for the last 2 years, trying to convince you.
Trying to make their buddies wealthy by
absolutely.
You to get their stuff.
Oh, and so Merck can sell their pill, which is basically ivermectin, but they just renamed it. It's got some ivermectin.
Change a molecule here. Yeah, or something like that, right?
Exactly. Kind of does exactly what it's supposed to do, but they'll, you know, but they own the patent on that as well. So it's a scam. It's a total scam.
Yeah. And it doesn't take much, apparently, depending on how it's used. They did a study in Brazil where they basically dosed people every 15 days. They gave them a minimal dose of ivermectin, and these weren't sick people. This was just
just a prophylactic
protection.
Prophylactic.
And they found like a 75% reduction in death by COVID.
Wow.
By just giving ivermectin to healthy people.
And other things like bugs and malaria and lice and, you know, all kinds of parasites that are trying to use you for lunch.
Let's go to the phones here. GT is
all
on the
parasites
line.
Except the government.
Yeah
right.
Sadly.
I wish
sadly.
We could just take a pill to make them go away. GT, you're on Free Talk Live from South Carolina.
That's LSD. Gentlemen. I had a thought that I would like to pose to our nationwide listening audience,
sure.
as well as you gentlemen on the panel. Israel and Germany share incredible diplomatic relations economically, militarily, socially, agriculturally. The United States and Vietnam as well. Why can't the United States and Cuba do the same? It's long overdue.
Hey, hasn't it gotten better in recent years?
Yeah, there has been
a little better.
A slight rolling back. It's I believe you can now actually visit Cuba. Our very own Mark Edge did a few years ago, went to visit Cuba.
I did as well.
Mm-hmm. What was it like?
I did as well, and it was very interesting culturally. Mm-hmm. Geographically, linguistically, a beautiful country, a high literate rate, an incredibly well-educated population, different political system, which is not for us to govern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I would agree with you there, but of course, I definitely support the people in Cuba that would like to end the communist state there, and of course, there was recent controversy, was it last summer? Where, I mean, it was either last summer or 2020, that summer,
yes,
there were major
arrested protests. That's correct. But isn't it about time that we end the embargo?
I agree, yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's my concern.
Yep, 100%.
And one of the problems with these embargoes, and you see it when you talk to people about Venezuela, for example, where Venezuela's completely destroyed its economy with socialism. But if you talk to one of these idiot commies, they'll be like, oh, well, they're just failing because they can't trade with the United States because of the embargo. And other than that, they'd be okay. And it's like, well, so you're saying that socialism only works if you have capitalists to trade with. Is that what you're telling me?
No, it helps.
It does help.
Because it should not be used as a scapegoat. Listen, I grew up in Miami, and for many, many years, I was a professor at Florida International University. And the city of Doral has a huge Venezuelan population. Of course, Miami-Dade County has a very, very sizable Cuban population. And, you know, they have a lot of different opinions within both their communities regarding what both of you are saying.
Thank you, Gigi, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, she's absolutely right. The embargo gives the socialists the excuse to point the finger at the U.S. government and say, they're the source of all of our woes. And, you know, while your point is absolutely correct on it, nobody, it still gives them that
excuse.
The boogeyman, right?
A scapegoat.
Yeah, yeah. And so if that doesn't exist, that's one more thing they can't point to.
I say let them. Let us... you know, if you want to do business with a commie country,
it's an individual. Mm-hmm. You're doing business with the individual, unless you're actually selling something to the government.
To their government. Well, but that's how communism works, right? Yeah. I mean, are all the businesses basically in the government's pocket?
Well, I mean, not in Venezuela per se. And they've got socialism, right?
Cuba.
So, yeah,
it's
not so much as much these
more
days.
Complex.
As an ethical question, is it okay to do business with your enemy? Commies are my enemies.
There are more coming up. Good question. We can address that on the way. The number is 603-283-6160. And who's the bad guy when it comes to World War III? We're going to still get to that topic. That's on the way as well. This is
Free
Talk Live.
Isn't it?
Yep. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized.
which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. ForkFest.party. Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off, now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says if it wasn't for him, Ron DeSantis wouldn't even have a political career.
He wasn't like, I didn't help him 90%, I helped him 100%. Some I do and some I help. But this guy was dead politically.
In an interview on Fox News, Trump said he can't believe that now DeSantis has turned against him and is running for president. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax charges and a gun charge as part of a plea deal with federal authorities. The agreement entails pleading guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges relating to unpaid taxes amounting to approximately $1 million from several years ago. The timing of Hunter Biden's court appearance to enter the guilty plea is currently unknown. The Defense Department is assisting in the search for a missing sub used to explore the Titanic wreckage. DOD spokesperson Sabrina Singh told reporters today C-130 aircraft are conducting search flights over the area. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live phones are open. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, World War III. We're talking about it. Apparently, the country of the United Kingdom may be getting into the fight.
And actually making the claim that this is, in fact, World War III, yeah. What they're entering into, and they are happy with it all.
That's without the government.
Their government, that is, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Without the government, who would blow up the world and kill us all?
And you asked an interesting question, Conan, about buying from the enemy, about free trade.
Is it morally, ethically acceptable to do business with something you don't agree with? So, for example, the whole Cuban embargo back in the day was because we don't do business with communism because that's anti-American. It's anti everything that we stand for, according to what I've been told. And I'm not a fan with that system of belief. But should I refrain from interacting with those people, and or is that just not going to, is that the non-Christian way to handle it?
On a government level,
if I want to help the people, if I truly want to help them, mm-hmm. shouldn't I be friendly with them?
From the government's point of view, the question is really, well, if you don't like communism because the people under communism aren't free, then should you take the freedom to trade away from your own people to show that taking freedom from people is
cool.
Wrong?
Yeah, yes. Come on over and check our come check our supermarkets out. We got food wall to wall versus your, you know, couple of flavors of this and that. And
the big thing that's credited with winning the Cold War is Levi Strauss.
Yep.
You know, they loved Levi's in Russia.
Let's bring it back to a
all
more...
All cab drivers were selling Levi's out of the trunks of their cars because you couldn't get them there.
Let's look at it at another angle. Your smaller community. Your neighbor, he's a butt. He beats his wife. He beats his kid.
He's a cop, you're saying.
He's a cop, of course. Should you refrain from doing business with that family? Should I? So I have things that I could, you know, barter with, you know, with this person. Should I? And I totally against, you know, that's not just an ideological problem. That is an actual physical. He's punishing his family. And I don't agree with that. Should I refrain from doing business with that person? Or am I just hurting the family as a whole? Not just him, but the entire family is hurt by me not doing business with that.
That's a tough question.
How do you fix that problem, by the way?
I don't know. I mean, I would say that that's yet another case where other people shouldn't make that decision for you.
Yeah. That much is true. And everybody has to decide where they want to draw the line because, you know, like it's like when it came down to the all the restrictions that businesses were putting in place during the COVID crackdown. Like, well, every one of these corporations is doing bad stuff, right? Like they all agree with the government to some extent. They're doing the government's bidding.
Yep.
But if you stop shopping completely, then you're going to have a tough time unless you're completely set up as Conan is with total independence of growing your own food and all that. So you can only be so choosy with where you take your business in this world.
Yeah. Well, just ask those corporations because none of them stopped doing business with the United States government when the United States invaded Iraq for absolutely no reason, which was just as brutal, just as unjustified as the Russians invading the Ukraine. So why is it that the Ukrainians matter and the Iraqis don't matter? Is it just because the Ukrainians are white? I mean, what is it?
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Max is on the line in our very own New Hampshire. Go ahead, Max.
Oh, hey, guys. Great show tonight. I've been listening for years. My first time calling in.
Welcome.
So, so I registered to run for state representative in Winchester, District 11.
Ah, nice. It's that, Max. I was wondering if it was you. He's Matt Santanastasso's brother, younger brother. So we already have a Santanastasso in office as a state rep, and maybe we're going to have ourselves a little political dynasty here soon. Go ahead.
Can't get too many of them. There won't be no room for their names.
So what's up, man?
So I got invited to a Young Americans for Liberty event in Manchester that was, like, just tips on how to win your candidacy. And
okay.
It was a great event, but while they're going through all the presentations and everything, they would call you into a room to kind of vet you and see, like, you know, are you just a, you know, state of shill or what's your deal, you know? Cause, like, a lot of people, it's crazy, actually, the people that end up there. Like, someone's like, yeah, I'm just anyway. So they're there to vet you. And it was pretty basic stuff. And then they asked me, they said, what's your position on right to work? And, you know, I know the principles of liberty, but sometimes I screw up government stuff because it's not like, you know, the Patriot Act. It's like, what is that one again? You know, is that the one? It sounds good, right? But so I was like, you mean the one that the government restricts an employer, you know, an employer's ability to make conditions of employment, and one of those conditions being that you have to join a union. Now, me personally, I don't like unions. I wouldn't work for one, but, you know, you can not take the job. And so anyway, that's what it is. It's a positive right. And they're like, yeah, that one. I was like, oh, well, I'm against it. And their eyes kind of widened up like, whoa. Like, and then we started kind of going back and forth about it. I was like, well, wait, am I missing something here? Like, you know, like, it sounds, but no, it's exactly what I thought it was. And anyway.
Can you define right to work? Because it's one of those confusing sounding things that on its face, it's like, well, why would anybody oppose the right to work? Shouldn't everybody have a right to work? So, like, it's like kind of like the Patriot Act, though, right? Like, what does it actually mean?
So right to work, as far as I'm concerned, again, I'm hunting for what I might be missing here, but right to work is the government, you know, pointing guns at employers and restricting them from, it makes it against the law. And I'm just saying, for you to work here, you must join our union. And of course, some unions have dues that you have to pay to be a part of the union.
Mm-hmm.
And it restricts that. Says you cannot require that people join your union.
Right. So it's the right to work without having to join a union.
Correct.
Is what that means. Okay.
And I thought, like, because I'm not the type of person that says, what's the consensus on libertarians' view? Like, I just look at my principles and I say,
That's all right, I believe in
freedom of association.
Yeah.
I believe in, you know, that's pretty much it. Freedom of association, the free market. So I'm like, you know, if your employer says you have to wear a purple shirt and get 6 COVID boosters every week, I mean, I'm not going to work there. But
right.
That's the condition, and that's freedom of association. So seems like an easy one. So after I leave this event, I'm calling people up. I'm like, hey, you know, and they're like, oh, obviously I'm for right to work. I'm like, what? And I'm looking at articles online. And so am I missing something here? Do you guys? Can you guys fill me in?
Well, I mean, your right to work is forcing an employer to act a certain way, which is anti-libertarian.
Yeah.
I am against unions as well. I don't know any employers who actually would ever want to force you into a union because it's not beneficial to any employer out there. I guess governments would probably like it, government agencies. But, yeah, forcing an employer to do anything is anti-libertarian. But at the same time, I would never work for a company that forced me to join some union. I would say, screw off.
Same here.
I'll take my business elsewhere. So I guess that's how I see it.
Yeah. Another important question, I guess, would be what are the state laws, if any, surrounding the formation of unions? Is it to the point where, like, you know, obviously New Hampshire's probably not as bad as somewhere like New York
or Massachusetts.
Where unions are just unstoppable.
And they screw everything up.
Yeah.
You can't get anything done with these people.
So, I mean, it should also be true that an employer can refuse to employ people if they create a union, right? Like, there may be states
which they can't do now. So, right to work, as it's currently,
there should be a law called right to hire.
The problem is right to work was basically formulated because a lot of these employers have contracts that they didn't want to enter into
because of the union
because they couldn't fire the people who were agitating against their business, who were their employees. So this was their response.
Thank you, Max, for the call. Good luck with the campaign. Keep us in the loop as it develops. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live, and phones are up in here. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here tonight. We got Ian.
Nobody.
And Conan.
Coming up October 21st through the 23rd, the Free Cities Foundation is throwing another convention. It's going to be their second year doing what's called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening this time in the city of Prague, and they'll be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up all around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live better, freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. Free Talk Live listeners are being offered a 20% discount on tickets, which you can use code FTL20 to get that discount when you're checking out at lifetimeliberty.com. Code FTL20. Join Mark Edge, our co-host. He's going to be there in Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. If you want to follow the conference on Twitter, their handle is @LibertyIOL, like Liberty in Our Lifetime. And you can make sure you can get your tickets, get the early bird discount, do it soon. And if you want to buy with Bitcoin, you can drop them a Twitter direct message for instructions on how to do that. LifetimeLiberty.com, code FTL20. And again, that's October 21st through the 23rd. Mark looks forward to seeing you in Prague as we go even further around the world,
all
the way down to where it's tomorrow. Gwyneth calling from the future in Victoria. It's 10-something in the morning in Victoria, Australia. Go ahead, Gwyneth.
Hello, how are you all this morning?
Hey, thanks for calling in.
I love have Sarah from New Mexico.
Oh, God.
You guys still locked down?
I never take her seriously.
That's the best way to take her.
She's entertaining. Boy, she's entertaining. She always makes me laugh. And I love David with all of his battles with his children.
Mm.
You know, not with his children, with the CPS or his
the
wife
courts.
Or whoever it is.
Yeah.
The court. Yes.
Well, what were you calling about tonight? I'm glad you enjoy the show, Gwyneth. But Conan, actually, before you get into your point, Conan had a question for you. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah. Are you guys still locked down?
Yes and no. Okay. I won't take the vaccine, so I can't go into places like public libraries, and I don't have as many rights as the general public. Most places that want you to have a job require you to be vaccinated still. But if I want to go to the supermarket or whatever, I'm able to do that safely.
Are they mandating masks still in public places?
Not really, but probably about 10% of the sheep are still wearing them.
Wow.
Do you have any idea of the percentage of the population there in Victoria that are vaxxed, 100% vaxxed, versus those who have refrained from taking this nonsense?
It's hard to say for sure because the government lies about so many figures. The government say it's upwards of 90%. I would say that might be true because so many people here have bought into it, you know. And I sometimes feel very much alone with talking to people just in the community and just trying to tell them that this is a genocidal program to kill you all, and they don't seem to get it.
It might be time for you to take your family and move up out of there, move north.
Well, it's like this. My children are now adult children, and I get on really well with them. I've had a lot of battles with the families department when they were younger because, they wanted to kidnap them, and I wouldn't let them. And I dug my heels in, and they might have kidnapped them once, but I went and got them back and fled into state. But I can never go back to that state. But that's okay because I got the chance to be my children's mother.
Was that why you were calling tonight, or was it a different issue?
No, it was actually the local municipality, which is Loddonshire Council, and I've been battling with them for many, many years over the issue of property taxes, which they call land rates here in Australia, but it's the same thing. And I just wanted to let everybody know what I found out in my battle.
That
their whole land rate system is completely fraudulent, okay? And they will, if you stop paying your property taxes, they will send the goons to your gate.
Sure.
You know, the ones that wear the funny Halloween costumes with pentagrams on them?
I've not seen that.
Here in Victoria, the pentagrams are actually upside down pentagrams, but they're actually bassinet styles.
Wow.
You know, if you look up Victoria Police logo on the internet, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Sure enough.
Definite stuff with a crown on the top. Four.
Straight up pentagram right there in the Victoria Police logo.
Yeah, and the crown is right there on top of the goat's head.
Wow.
There's a goat.
And it's got a laurel wreath around it for victory. So how's that? You do not get more satanic than that.
That's amazing.
You need to move out of there.
So wait, what are they doing exactly? You were calling about them, but what's the issue that they're targeting you for?
They just not paying my property taxes because it's a fraud. Because I found out that it was a fraud, and I have a personal policy in my life. When I find out that somebody's defrauding me, I stop playing ball with them.
It's a good policy, generally, unless their gang is humongous and violent and insane. I mean, so what's the first thing the gang did, and how long ago did you stop paying them?
Well, I stopped paying them in 2016.
Wow.
And the worst thing that they've done is that they sent me what they sent six of their gang members around to my place. You know, that's the ones with the Halloween costumes mm-hmm. and the styles on. And they basically, by force of arms, compelled me to sign an undertaking of bail.
And what does that mean? An undertaking of bail?
Basically, they put me on bail for no reason.
Oh.
And they said that if I didn't sign this, that they were going to kidnap me and, you know, put me in the back of their wagon and drive me around for a bit.
What an amazing business that is. Even if people don't want your product, you can force them to buy it and force them to pay for it, but you don't have to deliver it.
Yeah, well, this is it. I don't receive any services from my municipality at all. I don't even get my rubbish picked up. I have other arrangements for that, the rubbish disposal.
Trash.
But they are a corporation. I've got a university degree, by the way. I've got a bachelor's of science degree, and I should study law one day, but I don't think they'd let me into the law society somehow.
Probably won't let you in the building unless you're vaxxed.
They won't either. I studied the High Court precedent here in Australia, and I found out that fee simple title is absolute, and the Crown is not allowed to take it off you. And you have a similar law in the United States, which is UCC 1-308. And it can be applied. If you type in UCC 1-308, you will see what it says. And it can be applied to municipalities. If you don't want to contract with them, you don't have to contract with them.
Well, these are all very interesting theories. So let me just find out a little more about your situation, Gwyneth. So 2016, you stopped paying the equivalent of the property tax there. Then they came and forced you to sign a bail document, putting you under bail conditions. What does that mean exactly? What are your bail conditions? Like, my bail conditions, I can't even leave the house after 11 o'clock at night. I've got a curfew. So what are they doing to you?
They're not current anymore. It was because what happened was they said, well, you've got to show up to this little backcountry courthouse in a month's time and, you know, and deal with the issue then. So I showed up there, and they had this document, and they said, well, this is a payment plan, basically, and this is which is an agreement to pay the so-called debt, okay? So I said, I want to take this away. I want to have a look at it. And they called it a court order, okay? And I still have copies of all these documents.
I want you to hang on. Do you have time? I know you're on an international call here, but do you have time to hang on through the news? Okay, great. Yeah, I definitely want to hear more about this. We got a lady on the line, Gwyneth, from Victoria, Australia, says she hasn't
fighting the
paid,
man.
She hasn't paid property taxes, it sounds like, since 2016.
It's probably like a pistol.
I love her.
It's illegal in Australia.
Oh, there's more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest Forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Forkfest.party.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off, now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. video.freetalklive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamgaday.com. teamgaday.com.